The case originally revolved around whether a group called Citizens United could run a movie critical of Hillary Clinton on cable TV without disclosing who paid for it. Justices heard oral arguments in March. They then took the rare step of asking for re-arguments on whether they should expand their decision to consider two other key campaign finance cases. One involves the McCain-Feingold law passed earlier this decade. The other goes back to 1990. Both touch on the federal regulation of corporate speech. And campaign finance advocates, like the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Mike McCabe, are worried. McCabe says justices could overturn the long-standing federal ban on corporate contributions to political candidates.
It's hard for me to believe that we could have a Supreme Court that would make such a decision, but then we have a Supreme Court that wants to entertain the idea and that has opened the door to just such an action. So what was a very limited dispute has now become a very far-reaching case that could have huge repercussions, huge consequences for our democracy.
Earlier this year, Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board had started the process of enacting a new rule regulating issue ads in Wisconsin. Under current law, as long as those ads don't use phrases like vote for or vote against, their donors can remain anonymous and spend as much as they want. The board's rule would have forced donors to disclose themselves and follow campaign finance limits, but it decided to hold off on publishing the rule while it waits for direction from the Supreme Court. Re-arguments for the case are scheduled for September. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public